Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, August 27th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. In breaking news, the Department of Justice Friday said it won't oppose the planned merger of United Airlines parent UAL Corporation and Continental Airlines Incorporated, subject to Continental leasing some takeoff and landing slots at its mega hub in Newark, New Jersey, to discounter Southwest Airlines. Federal antitrust regulators said Friday that the Justice Department's thorough review found that the airline's largely complementary networks would result in an overlap on only a limited number of routes and closed its investigation into the deal. The department said the transfer of Newark slots to Southwest resolves its principal competition concerns and concluded that the combination will likely significantly benefit consumers. The combination of United and Continental, which would create the world's largest airline measured by traffic, received unconditional approval last month, July, by the European Commission antitrust regulators. Announced in early May, the $3 billion stock swap would vault the new United ahead of Delta Airlines Incorporated in size. Delta acquired Northwest Airlines in 2008. As we approach the ninth anniversary of September 11th, many of us will begin to plan how we'll recognize this day. Anniversaries offer an opportunity to acknowledge our memories and experiences, to connect with others who share in them, and to pay tribute to our individual and collective journeys. They can also serve as professional and personal milestones of our healing and resiliency. For some, September 11th will be marked with private personal gestures, such as observing a moment of silence, spending quiet time reflecting, or dedicating our flying to the memory of those we love and miss. For others, it will be marked with collective activities such as ceremonies and memorial services. Our annual website memorial is now available on our website. Memorial events are listed and will continue to be added as we are made aware of them. There is no right or better way to recognize the anniversary, but there are some suggestions that may prove helpful as we approach the anniversary of September 11th. Observe the anniversary in a way that's comfortable for you. Say no to events or activities that you sense may flood you with too many feelings. Find more gentle ways of honoring the anniversary. Don't compare yourself to how others around you appear to be dealing with the September 11th anniversary. Acknowledge that we all heal at different rates, in different ways, and with different outcomes. Give yourself permission and time to be affected. Though uncomfortable, anticipate and plan for having stress reaction as the anniversary approaches. Trust that if you have moments of difficulty, you'll be able to pull yourself back together. Try not to isolate yourself. Pre-plan now to be with people if you know you have this tendency. However you choose to structure your day this September 11th, or however it just naturally unfolds, please remember that your AFA EAP committee representatives welcome being a part of it. If you or a flying partner needs a confidential ear, please call us at 1-800-424-2406 or find your local EAP representative's contact information through our AFA EAP section on our website. Remember, we're just a phone call away. Tonight and over the next few weeks, we need every AFA member to take action for the Senate Aviation Administration FAA reauthorization bill. Every few years, the U.S. Congress is required to reauthorize the programs of the FAA. The previous FAA reauthorization bill expired in 2007. Since that time, a series of 15 short-term extensions has provided the funding. The current extension expires on September 30, 2010. This must-pass legislation, referred to as the FAA reauthorization bill, is extremely important to us as it provides a legislative vehicle for AFA to address issues that affect our safety, health, and our workplace. This FAA reauthorization bill includes many key provisions for flight attendants. Provisions include OSHA-like workplace safety and health protections for flight attendants, a return-to-cabin program that would allow flight attendants an opportunity for rehabilitation after testing positive for drug or alcohol abuse, cabin air quality provisions, follow-up on the results of an FAA flight attendant fatigue study, English language standards for flight attendants, among other important provisions. Congress needs to act now. If Congress passes another extension, there will not be enough time in the congressional calendar to pass this essential legislation. When the 111th Congress adjourns, as scheduled in October, any unfinished legislation will be discarded. Do not let the FAA reauthorization bill become one of those unfinished bills. Many of you have already sent an email to your senators, but our work is not yet done. A sample script along with phone numbers of your senators may be found on our website. It is critical that every member call your senator's offices every day. Let them know this bill is a priority for you and urge them to pass the FAA reauthorization bill now. As we near the end of the schedule month, as well as the end of the quarter, it's a good time for all flight attendants on reserve status to review end-of-the-month contractual reserve provisions. If you are on reserve, you may be flown the difference of your credited time or your FTM and maximum time on the last day of the month. Flight attendants on reserve status the third month of the quarter are eligible for assignment up to 87 hours or their quarter maximum, whichever is higher. The only exception that would allow for the 87-hour maximum to be reduced would be if the flight attendant on reserve status had been awarded ANP or PTO GWAP during the third month of the quarter. Keep in mind there is no minimum duty credit, and any credit resulting from the 5-hour average per duty period is credited in the last duty period of the ID. For example, if Mary Mainliner has a 2-hour difference remaining between her maximum and credited time for the month, she may be assigned to a flight worth 2 hours or less, departing at any time in the final days of the scheduled month. Mary would have to be assigned to layover until the first day of the new month. A flight attendant on reserve status in May who will continue reserve status in June cannot be scheduled to fly into a day off in June. However, a flight attendant on reserve in May who will be a line holder in June may receive an assignment overlapping into June. This reserve assignment may conflict with the first ID of the month, scheduled training, or days off, but may not infringe on vacation or unscheduled sacred days off preceding vacation. Section 10C11 of our contract requires that flight attendants who are transitioning from a lineholder month to a reserve month must be available at 2000 hours for IDs departing after midnight, but legal arrest provisions apply to availability time if coming off a trip. Section 10C10 of our contract requires that flight attendants who are on reserve and going into a new reserve month from days off must be available at 0001 for assignments and could be required to report for duty as early as 0500. Most importantly, for all flight attendants, carry your contract, and when receiving an assignment, take the crew scheduler's name and at the time in which you were given the assignment. If you question the legality of the assignment, be sure to ask the crew scheduler to provide you with the section under which you are being assigned. We recently learned that the July 1, 2010 semi-annual system seniority list was not posted on Skynet as required by the contract. In response to this oversight, the company generated a new system seniority list dated August 20, 2010, which was posted on August 23, 2010. The contractual review period, as provided by Section 17C of the contract, is 30 days or until Wednesday, September 22, 2010, unless you are on vacation, leave of absence, furlough, or sick leave, in which case the review must be completed within 30 days of returning to flight duty. As a reminder, the system seniority list can be accessed on Skynet only from a United Intranet computer. The latest edition of the Dear AFA Industry editorial was recorded yesterday by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Listen to the message at 1-800-DEAR-AFA option 5 or online at www.unitedafa.org in the Dear AFA section. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.